Anyway, I'm a few days up. Got an email. A few days past where I wanted to normally do my podcast, but I had other things going on Tuesday and Wednesday, so I just decided I would wait until Friday. That was my first day of freedom to have time to do a podcast. But anyway, I want to start off by saying a big thank you to Big Fatty to having me on his opening on the 20th, which was Wednesday. And he also wished my husband and I a happy anniversary because Wednesday was our anniversary.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm a few days past where I wanted to normally do Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2928 of the BFO for Good for Right. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're gonna finish hearing about Ick eating out Uncle John. Bunnies, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're good for right day is going well. Big Fatty, every for right day is good. Yeah, but today is actually called good for right day. Yes, Big Fatty, and it's the full moon too. Oh Lord, it is the full moon. And it's the start of the Passover. Big Fatty, what are we passing over? Well, we're passing over the full moon, I guess. Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're exactly right, Big Fatty. It's true, we are a little happier today. Y'all, on Thursday, my mother was doing better. Y'all, she was talking to me about getting all that Christmas stuff taken care of. And y'all, then when I got ready to leave, she was asking me, now, do I need to change buses? And I said, no, you just need to go to sleep. And, anyway, she was just kind of crazy talking and all. But y'all went back. I left about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. In the middle of the big run, so I'll have to catch up on that. And then I went back on Thursday morning. I did the early shift on Thursday. And y'all, she slept most of the time, but y'all, she did eat a good breakfast, and I was pleased with the amount of lunch that she had. And she's finally understanding that the system that they have set up with her in the bed, that she can just go and TT, Big Fatty, do you almost said urinate? We don't know what that means, TT, in the bed. But y'all, I'm just afraid that when she gets out of the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, that I keep saying now, the El Hospitalo is the only place it's okay to TT in the bed. Big Fatty, you do it all. And then never mind. Anyway, y'all, she seemed to be in pretty good spirits, and wasn't as much crazy talk today. And y'all, my other brother and sister-in-law are back in town, so my plan is to head on back to the villa Saturday morning.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Is this thing on? It's been so long. Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. Listen, tried to send you a voice letter earlier this weekend. I was out and about with Extra Special Chris. We had had a drink, or I think I stopped counting at like 23 because the weekend was a hoot nanny of hoot nannies. Was out in the San Francisco. You know, riding the cable cars, eating some Ricerone, all that. Out visiting a coal miner, a former coal miner, for a little project. And I had my great coworker, JY, with me. And, so we had to see a man about a boat, is the short story. So it was a blast. But finally, yesterday, Sunday afternoon, I was like, y'all, I'm done. So Extra Special Chris and I went to the Castro and had the good beverage, and I don't know, I think we drunk ate some Indian food later because we started early and, you know, whatever. And we're old, so we were in bed at like 9 o'clock, not together, not the same bed, but you know. So yeah, I had no chance to see. I did actually see my friend Larry out in San Francisco, but I didn't have any time to see any of the old haunts or anything, but I did stay at the motel where you and I stayed for Macworld. I believe we brought that Scott Mendo back over to our motel room when we stay there. Although, whatever. It was lovely. Okay, well, that's all I got. I just wanted to give you an update. I'm sorry, I got the window down because it's hot here and my car air conditioner is not doing what it's supposed to do because it's been sitting so much for the last few weeks. So, I'm home for a week. Actually, no, I got to go somewhere next weekend. And the weekend after that, I'm going to Portland. So, get your hootenanny pants ready. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you yelled that, of course, is old Veda and Veda Thick. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get an update on what's going on from the Veda family compound and all of your excursions and holidays what a nice reminder about Scott Mendo when we went to the Macworld, and we did not take him back to the hotel room for anything nefarious. We just I don't even remember taking him back to the hotel room. Fanny, it's probably best, especially for Scott Mendo.
Meanwhile, last time on Big Fatty Online. So what's going on, Ick?
Oh, I bought Big Fatty a life-size egg.
Yes.
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 You bought him an egg that
yes.
size? Gosh.
Is that Vera?
Oh, what's that noise?
It's coming from the egg.
Yes.
Something's inside it.
Yes.
We should just send it to Big Fatty and let him sort it out.
Is it See's candies?
Let's approach it.
Oh,
this
yes.
is all
approach
very familiar to me.
The egg.
Oh, golly, Paul.
Oh.
Help. Help.
Oh.
I recognise that voice. Who
yes.
is it?
I think it's Yeti Uncle John.
Yes.
Yeti Uncle John, what are you doing inside? I fell asleep and my body heat melted the egg together and now I can't get out. This does seem very familiar. I'm
my
sure something like this happened last year.
I know what you mean, Paul. Never mind, the listeners won't remember.
Yes.
We need something to break through the chocolate, but it's very thick.
Yes.
I know, but there isn't a hammer. There's nothing here that we can
maybe
use
you can
to
lick it
through the chocolate
before you
help
stick
me, Paul.
It.
Help me.
Yes.
Oh dear, Yeti Uncle John. What are we gonna do?
Oh,
there is one thing we could do.
What is it?
What?
We could eat out Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, vulgar.
Oh no. Not eat out Yeti Uncle John.
That's vulgar.
Yes, eat him out of the egg.
Oh, that's
yes,
different.
Yes, I know what you meant.
Oh.
I don't think I can do it.
No.
Too much chocolate. It's
no
bad for the diet.
No special chair required.
Paul, this is a desperate measures.
No.
We need to help you, Uncle John.
Yes.
Please help me, Paul.
Yes.
I need to be free of this egg. I can't live here forever.
Death by chocolate.
Uncle John. We'll do it. I'll do it for you and to hell with my diet.
Yes,
Uncle John. And to hell with my diet.
Yeah, to hell with everyone's diet.
Nothing for it. We just have to eat him out.
Yes.
Eat him out.
Yes, we have to eat out Yeti Uncle John.
Oh,
nom, 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 oh, dear, oh, dear. So
who
big, Fatty. That's what we did. In the end, there was nothing for it but to eat out Yeti Uncle John. And, gosh, there was a lot of chocolate to get
don't
through.
Don't tell everybody.
Yes, so much chocolate.
Yes.
But at least I'm free now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Big Fatty, because that egg was meant for you.
Oh.
It's okay. We'll send him some fresh vegetables or,
no.
or maybe some apples or something.
Okay.
Something healthy.
Okay. I'm not sure he'll be very keen on that.
Okay.
Well, whilst we're here, Big Fatty, Poodle, Squeaky Kitty, we just wanted to say Happy Easter to you.
Thank you.
Happy Easter Egg Day.
Thank
you.
Thank
we don't really celebrate it in England.
Oh,
well,
really?
Some people do. Oh. Some people eat chocolate. Obviously, I've eaten more chocolate than I ever want to eat ever again.
Yes,
oh, yeah, sorry, Paul. Still, made a change, I suppose.
You made a change from what, Itty Uncle John?
Oh.
I don't know, really. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I think we're all quite exhausted,
yes,
Big Fatty.
But, I know I am.
We're aware this is probably the last time that we'll get to speak to you, at least at Easter.
Yes.
So,
3,000 coming up.
I hope you have enjoyed our little adventure.
It was just lovely.
I never want to see a chocolate egg again.
How about...
Yeah, they say that for at least 5 minutes, but... Oh, dear, oh, dear. Don't believe him, Big Fatty.
Joe and
don't
Dallas
him.
Will be...
But I'll speak to you again soon, eh?
Yes,
crestfallen.
Speak to you again soon.
Yes.
Oh, sorry for all this adventure.
Right?
Big Fatty.
Yes.
Dear, oh dear.
Dear?
I never thought I'd have to eat out Yeti Uncle John again. Not something I want to repeat.
Cheerios.
Oh, no. Never again.
Never again. Never again.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't that bad, was it? Oh, dear. Bye.
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 Bye-bye, Big Fatty.
Dear
bye, Poodle. Bye, Squeaky Kitty.
Tooted again, Big Fatty. It's true. And y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti and Ick and Yeti Uncle John. And gentlemen, thank you so much. Well, gentlemen and Ick, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and especially helpful this week since Big Fatty is over here in Hatlanta. And you know, even though you've consumed the giant egg, you know, the Easter candies go on sale on Monday. Big Fatty, maybe they could go ahead and do some preliminary scoping out the confectioners and be ready. Big Fatty, you think the old gal has bitten off the ears off of her bunny yet? Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Aussie Butler. Listen, I need to know, is Toppy Smelly going to New Orleans or not? I need to know, United Airlines, there's a deal on at the moment, $700-something return. That's so cheap. Thanks, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. However, I do not understand why these two items depend on each other. If it's a $700-something return to Nolens, what does it matter if old Stinkpot is coming or not? Big Fatty will be there. It's true, and Nessa and Amy are going to be there too. Yes, Big Fatty and Big Ricky. Well, okay, that may deter him from going, but anyway, Big Fatty, you're going to be in trouble. But I don't think old Stinkpot can make it unless. There's some sort of divine intervention. Big Fatty, you know, this weekend it's the weekend of divine intervention. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello. I was just calling to tell you about buttermilk pie. You did not mention it. I just saw something online that they're selling it in Walmart, and I'd never heard of it before. And it's Patty LaPone. No, not Patty LaPone. Patty LaBelle. She makes the sweet potato pie, for the Thanksgiving, the turkey day. So now she makes buttermilk pie. And I just bought it last night, and it's pretty delicious. I tried a few of them. It is not too shabby. It's like a mix between, like, custard and cheesecake or something tangy. I don't know. It's good. I like it. All right. Just wanted to let you know. Important stuff. I know. All right. Hey, you. You want to say goodbye?
Y'all, that, of course, is my Northeast straight daddy. Dan, I just want to say thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you.
All right. I guess that's goodbye.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Big Fatty, I thought he had already hung up. Well, evidently he was talking to little Logan or something.
Love you.
Oh, Big Fatty, he still loves you. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And thank you for clarifying. Big Fatty, is that Aunt clarifying? It was sort of. The whole question... I think it was last week or the last time you called about buttermilk pie. You know, that's a good southern. That's a good southern dessert. Yes, Big Fatty. So are you, Big Fatty. I don't believe I said that. But anyway, and I'm glad you found it quite tasty. Yes, Big Fatty, sort of like you, Big Fatty. I said it again. And y'all, if you're looking. If you're looking for a sweet treat for your Easter to complement your Easter ham, Big Fatty, sort of like, well, you kind of are their Easter ham, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Easter ham, go over and look at today's artwork over at the BFO, and it will make you enjoy your Easter ham in ways that you never thought possible. Big Fatty, I'm afraid to do it, but here we go.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
In World War I, there was trench warfare, and neither the Americans nor the Germans could get the upper hand. They had reached a stalemate. One day, an American came up with a plan that would win them the war. The private explained his plan to his trench mates, and they figured, why not? It's not like we have any better ideas. The next day, an American soldier called out, Hans! A German popped up and shouted back, Ja! Boom! The German was shot dead. The next day, the American shouted again, Hans! Ja! Shot dead. The process continued over the next couple days. The Germans were losing large numbers and were now finally catching on. The Germans had an emergency meeting. They thought they could come back from the heavy losses using the same tactics as the Americans. Thus, the German asked, what's a popular American name? John was the response. The next day, the Germans decided to execute their plan. A German shouted, John. An American called back, is that you, Hans? Yeah. And that's how the Americans won World War I. Have a good day.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Jimmy Bayan. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much. Big Fatty, that was a good one. Thank you so much for that kerfuffle and on good for right. Big Fatty, it couldn't be any better. Oh, dear, I got to see y'all. I hope you have a lovely just a lovely weekend. If the Easter Bunny's coming to see ya, I hope he gives you some delicious chocolate eggs. Yes, Big Fatty, without Uncle John in them. And if not, I hope that you find some eggs that you would like to... Big Fatty, you're making it vulgar. And if you're not celebrating Easter, maybe you can have some fricasseed rabbit. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer from over there at the Archer Radio. And Archer, when Big Fatty has a gentleman caller, what do they usually say?
I'm a few days past where I wanted to normally do Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, they always make that vomit sound after they come and see
you. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.